Hello and welcome to the 0 to 19 Parents Podcast Series, brought to you by the Families Health and Wellbeing Service 0 to 19. The Families Health and Wellbeing Service provides health visiting and school nursing throughout Staffordshire. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Leanne.
And we're both health visitors. And today's episode is about safer bed sharing or co-sleeping with your baby. Many parents feel a bit anxious when it comes to making sure that their baby sleeps safely. Sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, is very rare, but in 2020, 187 babies sadly died in England and Wales. We know that listening or reading about sudden infant death can be very scary, but the good news is that by following the safe sleep advice, you can reduce the risk. The Lullaby Trust offers expert advice on safer sleep for babies, and it is their information that we share with all families at their new birth visit when babies are around 10 to 14 days old. Safe sleep advice can also be found on our website and in your child's Red Book. Today, we are going to focus on the advice around taking your baby into your own bed, often called co-sleeping or bed sharing.
Thanks, Caroline. We know that it's safest for all babies to have their own sleep space, whether that's in a Moses basket or a cot. And in the past, health visitors and midwives might have advised you not to bed share under any circumstances, if they mentioned it at all. But we know that many parents do choose to bring their babies in their beds, and that around half of all parents will sleep with their baby at some point. Some parents choose to bed share every night, some might do it occasionally, and others might just fall asleep with their baby accidentally. But what we recognise now is that there are some situations that are particularly risky, and it's important that parents know how to avoid some of the most dangerous situations.
So, Leanne, before we talk about how to bed share safer, can you tell us about the times when we would definitely not be recommending it?
Yes, there are some babies who are more vulnerable. For instance, those who were born prematurely, which is before 37 weeks, and those who weighed less than 2.5 kilograms, or around 5 pounds, 8 ounces, at birth. These babies are already at an increased risk of SIDS, so the advice is not to share a bed with them at all. We advise not to bed share if anyone in the bed has taken any medication or drugs that might make them sleepy, or if they've recently drunk alcohol. And as smoking is linked to 6 in 10 sudden infant deaths, it's safer for babies to sleep in their own sleep space rather than in a bed with anyone who smokes or smoked during the pregnancy.
Thanks, Leanne. Those examples are really helpful and important. For all of those babies then, we recommend that they always sleep in a cot or Moses basket and not in your bed. And Leanne, could you tell us how parents can bed share more safely for those not at high risk?
Yes, all the general Lullaby Trust advice about safe sleep still applies.
Okay, so that's on their back for every sleep, in a clear, flat sleep space, feet to foot, on a firm mattress, room temperature between 16 and 20 degrees, breastfeeding if you can, keeping the baby smoke-free day and night, and having them sleep in the same room as you for at least the first 6 months.
That's right. But if your baby's in your bed, it's important to keep any adult bedding like sheets, blankets, duvets and pillows away from them. These can make your baby too hot, and if they cover your baby's face, they can stop them breathing. As adults, we used to have in pillows, but babies don't need them, so they're not recommended until they're at least 12 months old. For babies' bedding, sleeping bags are good because there's no chance of baby slipping down underneath them or pulling them over their face. You just need to make sure they're well fitted and suitable for your baby's weight and for the room temperature. It's also important that you don't have any pets or other children in the bed when baby's there. Make sure baby can't fall out of bed or get trapped between the mattress and the wall, and never leave your baby on their own on the bed.
Thank you. Leanne, we haven't talked about sleeping on the sofa or chair with baby. And this is probably the most dangerous way to sleep with baby, and one that we would never recommend.
Absolutely. And we're not talking about your baby sleeping in your arms or on your chest when you're awake during the day. This is about you and baby both falling asleep together on a sofa or chair, where they're much more likely to be sleeping on their tummy and can easily get trapped and suffocate between the cushions and an adult. Sleeping on a sofa can increase the risk of SIDS by up to 50 times.
Wow. We have a couple of questions from parents, Leanne. So question one, would a nest be a good idea to use in the bed to keep baby a bit safer?
No, most manufacturers' guidance states that they shouldn't be used for unsupervised sleep. And the Lullaby Trust don't recommend using nests or pods because they can cause overheating and increase the risk of SIDS. The Lullaby Trust have produced a product safety guide, so if you're unsure about any product, you can usually find information there.
Thank you. That product guide is really useful and would be great to look at before you buy any baby equipment. So question two, Leanne, what do you do if you have twins?
If you have twins, it's advised not to bedshare with both babies at the same time.
Thank you. So to wrap this episode up, to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, the safest place for a baby to sleep is in their own clear, flat, separate sleeping space, such as a cot or Moses basket. However, if after you have thought about the risks and decide that you want to bed share with baby, then follow the advice we have given. Some useful links, including our own website and the product guide, are available in the episode notes. Thanks for listening.